Okay. Well, after a disaffirming affirmative action, the Supreme Court will take another look at suffrage. Well, what do you know?
Live from Omaha, Nebraska to Jacksonville, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, singer-songwriter Willie Porter, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who was the inspiration for Benjamin Button, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Except I'm growing cute as a bunch every year. Oh, those Supremes. Stop in the name of love, I say. Well, in the news that isn't, President Obama visits Asia, somehow misses China. Must have got the silver package instead of the gold package, because China comes with a gold package. Not easy to miss China. Well, the president's sushi diplomacy runs into some bad blowfish in Tokyo. Tokyo, thank you very much. You said it much better than I did. I'll say it again. Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Good job. Thank you very much. In the Middle East, the merger of Fatah and Hamas is a good thing since Fatmas is a lot less threatening. The G7 nations agree to harsh new sanctions against Russia. Russian nesting dolls will not be allowed to nest anywhere in Europe. The teen stowaway on the flight across the Pacific raises serious questions about teens. Joe Biden is looking at a presidential run in Ukraine. In the Afghan elections, Abdullah leading Abdullah 2-1. I think I used that last week, but I liked it so much that I brought it up. The teen who taking a 38-million-gallon pee in Portland reservoir there, thought to be a new record. Boy, what a stream. Those are the days. Remember those days? You know what I'm talking about. The Food and Drug Administration approves a codeine-laced Rush Limbo codone. A 10,000-year-old Michigan boy unearths a 9-year-old mastodon bone. That's news. That's all I'm saying. Asteroids are much more common than you think, those little things that you see floating past on your eye. Asteroids. Decided to use that end instead of the obvious one. Okay. A sinkhole under a Florida retirement community found to be a metaphor. After powdered alcohol, powdered water. Obviously. Chaser. Load a little powdered alcohol on your vape. You're good to go, Whoopi Goldberg. A new gun law in Georgia means you can wear the same holster as Sunday morning you wore Saturday night. The downside is you never know in Georgia if someone is happy to see you or not. If you know what I mean, or if you don't. Georgia on my belt, new song, very hit song. In Atlanta, you know, you can't find a pair of bulletproof Spanx for love or money. Anyhow, female Brazilian cave insect Neotroga, the first species to admit she has a penis. Yeah. No applause for that? I'm a little surprised. The male's not saying anything. The FDA restricts electronic cigarettes to cyborgs. Ronald McDonald trades his yellow jumpsuit for mustard cargos and a striped rugby shirt, asked to stop hanging around the playground. Net neutrality means it's the average user now has to borrow a cup of bandwidth. If Northwestern football players vote for a union, expect a rash of Wildcats strikes. Well, because it comes around once a lifetime, something like that. You gotta say it. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is being named to Time's 100 Most Influential is mitigated somewhat by the fact that they think he is president of Iran. Still, it's an honor. And the Milwaukee Brewers are having trouble scoring at home, and I know how they feel. Thank you so much. That's all the news. That is it. Okay. Let's go through them again and take out the ones you didn't like.